So he's called God. He's also called Lord. And this title is used most often of Jesus Christ. We can't look at all the hundreds and hundreds of times where it's used of him, but if you want to really get a good feel of the deity of Christ, you need to just read every one of them and how it's applied to him in the highest sense of all. But we have picked some out where we're used in a very special sense to Christ as God. So let's look at some of these very quickly. Matthew 12 and verse 8. We have referred to the Sabbath day recently, and we've seen that this is one of our Lord's titles, that he is Lord of the Sabbath day. Now, the Sabbath day is God's day, isn't it? My holy day, Jehovah says. The Lord's day. Now, whenever that day is ascribed in the highest sense to Jesus Christ, it is a divine name and a divine title. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. It's his day, the Lord's day. We're not one bit embarrassed about calling the Sunday the Lord's day, God's day, God's holy day, the Lord's day. There's no contradiction about this. The Lord Jesus is God. It's his holy day. Chapter 22 of Matthew, and verse 41. The Lord Jesus is reasoning here with the Pharisees, and he saith unto them, verse 43, how then did David in spirit call him Lord? The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then called him Lord, how is he his son? The Lord Jesus is clearly bringing out here the distinction of natures. The Messiah is the son of David. Messiah is going to come from David. How then can Messiah be David's Lord? If he's come out of his loins, if he's descended from him, David's higher than Jesus. David's older than Jesus, if we're just looking at the human nature. But this son of David is not merely the son of David. He has another nature. And it's the highest nature of all. So much so that David can say, he's my Lord. He's my Lord. Just as Thomas learned to say that. My Lord and my God. Luke chapter 6 and verse 46. The Lord Jesus here is talking about the judgment day. He's talking about the context of why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say. There's another use of it in reference to the judgment day, whenever the Lord says, not everyone says unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. But here's a double use of the name of the Lord, Lord, Lord. Why do you always call me Lord, Lord, and yet you don't do the things that I say? You know, it's a divine title. Chapter 13. Verses 13 and 14 of John's Gospel. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. And then in Acts chapter 10 and verse 36, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. And then we read these remarkable words. He is Lord of all. Lord of all. Not just Lord, but he's Lord of all. Lord of all. And of course, the word Lord here is the word that we usually use to translate the Hebrew word Jehovah. In the Greek, whenever the Old Testament scriptures were translated into Greek, they used the word kurios. And that's the word that the New Testament writers are always giving to Jesus Christ. Kurios. Whenever they read their Hebrew scriptures or in their Greek Old Testament, the Jehovah was called Kurios. And then they come and they took this name and they applied it particularly to Jesus Christ. He is the Kurios of all, Lord of all. Jehovah's Witnesses don't like that. But that's the truth of the matter. These Hebrews, who knew their Greek and often quoted from the Septuagint, the Greek scriptures, the Old Testament translation in Greek of the Hebrew, and they have taken the word and applied it consistently to the Lord Jesus Christ in the very highest form, Lord of all. And then in Romans 14, verse 9, to this end Christ both died and rose and revived that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Lord of the dead and the living. And that's a powerful expression that only is attributable to him who is God, for nobody else certainly can be Lord of the dead. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. The Lord of glory, he's called. The Lord of glory. Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. Particularly an interesting one, because it is a confession to Jesus Christ that will be to the glory of God the Father. Every tongue will make this confession that he is Lord. Lord of all, Lord of glory, he is Lord. And every knee will bow and every tongue confess and every tongue will say this, he is Lord. He is Lord. And then, well, we'll leave it at that. The other references you can look up, and there are many, many, many more. The highest title then of Lord is given to Jesus Christ in the highest sense. So he's God, he's Lord of all, Lord of glory. He is my Lord and my God, Thomas says.